If you're just tuning in and missed the big news regarding Mike Pouncey, it was reported earlier today by the Miami Herald that Mike Pouncey, who was once originally thought to be out for 3 months, is now likely going to be out for 4 months, meaning he could miss up to half of the season, 8 weeks of the season, 7 games, because the Dolphins' bye comes in week 5. And not surprisingly, it's also being reported that he'll open up training camp on the physically unable to perform list. So we were talking all about that on Dolphins.com, our live chat poll. The question was posed to everybody: who do you think is most likely to start for the Dolphins at center in week 1, assuming Pouncey is out? And 43% of the vote said Nate Garner, 29% Sam Brenner, 14% Shelly Smith, and also 14% for Tyler Larson. So Nate Garner got the majority there of our text voters, or chat voters, I should say. Guys, John, you brought this up right before we went to break. When you look at Bill Lazor installing his new offense, we heard at the end of the minicamps that they basically had everything in, and they felt confident that if they needed to, they could play in a game and be good, feel good about their offense. However, Mike Pouncey took the majority of the snaps from what we could see when the media was allowed to see the practices at center. So you suddenly you have to get somebody ready to go. Do you guys envision this team taking Garner or taking a Sam Brenner and allowing them to kind of battle it out during the preseason? Or do you think they have in their minds a guy that they really like and they're going to try and get him set in that center position right away? John, I'll start with
you. Boy, that's a great question, because you never anticipate losing a guy like Mike Pouncey. You know, most teams around the NFL, if you lose their top lineman, especially at the center position, whoever's going to be in that spot is going to be a lesser player, obviously. You know, Mike Pouncey's one of the best in the league. So if you're John Benton, the offensive line coach, you probably have a decent idea of what these other guys can do, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are, where they play the best, and at what position. If you have that idea and you have a pretty good handle on it, you probably start with your best guy and you give him the most reps to see, just to see what he can do. Now, if that best guy is Sam Brenner, it's probably good for Sam, because that's the only position you foresee him playing, is the center spot. So if he starts out there, you're going to give him the most reps, put him under the most scrutiny, give him the most pressure to communicate, to be able to, you know, have no bust up front, to be able to handle that position. And you probably will have a good feeling as you go into the preseason games, because he's going to get the most reps at practice. If you feel like Nate Garner's that guy, but you really don't want to give him so many reps there, because he's going to have that position flexibility to spell a guy like Juwan James, to spell, you know, another guy at the guard spot. So Sam, I would think, would probably get the most reps in the beginning, just because that's his natural position, and you're going to probably kick Shelly Smith in to get some reps maybe, you know, every other practice, just to make sure he has the shotgun snaps, to get all the, you know, center quarterback exchanges, all those little things that sometimes fans take for granted. But as a center, that's your most important job, is to get the football to the quarterback in the shotgun snap. So you want to be able to feel comfortable with a guy like Sam or a guy like Nate or Shelly kicking over, that they can do the simplest things to the best of their ability.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you look at the situation, you want to try to get your best 5 guys going right away. And I think that they might have anticipated, you know, that Pounce would be out, obviously, because of the injury, and already have whoever they're going to have already penciled in to go right now with that first starting 5, that first unit, because this is the most important group of guys that have to learn how to work together immediately. And with that first preseason game right around the corner, I mean, there's very little time nowadays, and very few practices that we're looking at, you know, coming in. There's very few practices even start to create a competition where you have to get in there and you have to put that starting 5 together like right away. So I think they probably already have somebody already penciled in, and if it doesn't work out, then they're ready to bring in the next guy. But they probably already got a 1 and a 2 right now that they have to go in with Friday morning, starting off right away at that starting 5, because there's so few practices and that first preseason game is right around the corner.
All right, with the new offense being installed, obviously a lot of attention being paid to how Ryan Tannehill picks up the new offense, how that'll affect him. But for those of us that, you know, aren't that familiar with the intricacies of offensive line play, how important is it for the center to have an understanding of this offense and to kind of work in tandem with Ryan Tannehill to make his job in entering year 3 and the high expectations easier, with those guys having some cohesion?
Well, it's very important. You always look at NFL games, and it's about identifying guys. It's about identification. You know, the quarterback's always pointing out the middle linebacker. He's always indicating where he wants the line to be set and which guy may be on specific plays that the quarterback's responsible for. Well, that communication goes from quarterback to center, and the center kind of distributes that to the rest of the offensive line. So that communication, that line of communication is very important. So I think that's at the top of the list. I just mentioned the simplest thing is a shotgun snap or a quarterback center exchange. That's the next thing that goes in line. How well can that center communicate from Ryan to the center, whoever that may be, to the rest of the linemen in terms of identifying the proper guys? Because that's the worst thing you can do is have a protection where you have a running back on a defensive end because you called it wrong. Or, you know, a big man on a small guy on a defensive back where you're allowing one of the bigger guys that a lineman should be picking up, and now you have a running back catching 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So identification and communication right at the top of the list.
Yeah, and I think also you look at this team, you know, these guys have all got the offense about the same time. So they should all be about the same level in terms of knowing the ins and outs of this offense. And I think, and John, also, if you talk about sometimes you might not see the same things that your center saw, and one of you guys might be right, one of you guys are wrong, you guys got to figure it out. So as long as those two are able to communicate, the center might see something different than the quarterback, and then the quarterback communicate that to him or vice versa. So there's a lot of things that go on with those guys that has to be on the same page in order to get everybody else on the same page.
We got a text here from the 305 that says, guys, the early days of training camp won't tell us too much, but we need to keep in mind how good our defensive line is when we're evaluating these offensive line prospects trying to fill in for Mike Pouncey.
Yeah, but when you go into New England and you go into Buffalo, I would put them on par with the Miami Dolphins in terms of their front seven. So it's going to be, you know, that'll be a gauge when they go in pads at how well do those centers do. You know, how well do they move a guy against his will? How good are they at getting to the second level? Remember, Mike Pouncey is so integral to getting outside on, you know, on screens and on plays that are going outside the tackle where he's asked to get outside and use his legs, use his athleticism. That might be limited now to what they do.
Yeah, and also you always think about, that's a good point about the New England game coming up. You know, you're looking at a guy like Vince Wilfork, you might look at size in this game as well. They might look at the schedule and determine who's going to be that guy that they're going to be going against too. Because Sam can't move a guy, like you talk about, John, like Vince Wilfork or whoever are coming up after that, big guys in the middle there.
Darius, if he's there for Buffalo.
It could be an interesting situation too on who they go with.
Yes, and that's going to be key with those two divisional opponents right off the bat. And, you know, we talked about it before, getting off to a fast start, not just in your regular schedule, but also knowing you go 2-4 in the division a season ago. You need to kind of reclaim some of those games against your rivals within the AFC East. The Bills beat you twice last year. The Patriots, you split with them and had a couple of really competitive, fun games to watch. But you start off with the Patriots and Bills. The Chiefs were in the postseason last year. Raiders, that game, you know, you would assume will be an easier game than the three, but you can't assume anything in the NFL. Plus, you've got all the logistics of traveling to Wembley Stadium and being overseas for that one. And then, you know, not to dwell upon this, but you kind of thought, okay, if you can get through that first stretch of games, the first quarter of the season, you have a week off for the bye week, coming back from the international travel, and suddenly regroup, get Mike Pouncey back, get the Pro Bowler, and suddenly, okay, you can have a fresh outlook on the remaining 12 games, because it's not going to get any easier. No. You have the Packers at home, then you go to Chicago to play the Bears. That is going to be a very difficult challenge for an offensive line that already had a bunch of question marks.
And remember, we're speculating on the worst-case scenario today with the new news. Now, a day ago, we felt like we were under that, you know, understanding that Mike Pouncey would be back probably for the Packers game. You know, you have 5 full weeks with the bye week, time to get rested, time to get acclimated in game shape. But it all depends on, you know, it's critical right now. The end of July and the whole month of August, how well does Mike Pouncey respond to the treatment? How well is he able to really feel closer to 80, 90%? And what's that timeline? That's going to dictate everything.